You're listening to the Narnia Web Podcast, Narnia News in a Nutshell. Hello everyone, this is Rillian, your host. I know it's been a while since our last Narnia News in a Nutshell episode, but with a little news this summer, it's no surprise. I'm testing the quality of a new piece of hardware for podcasting, so we'll see how it goes in this episode. I'll just jump right to the news by starting with the fact that Ian Brody, who we interviewed in our last podcast, has just set up his own website. The URL is www.ianbrody.net. And the DVD, To the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, has been making history in India as the highest-selling DVD of 2006. It is also the highest-selling DVD for Disney, and has topped sales of The Lion King by over 30%. Several members of the film production team for Prince Caspian spoke at the C.S. Lewis conference in Australia on May 6th, and an MP3 of the event is available from cslewistoday.com. And in more news about movies based on C.S. Lewis's books, there is the possibility of the Screwtape Letters being made into a film. C.S. Lewis's story about a demon named Screwtape, who is writing letters to his younger demon nephew Wormwood, was first published in 1942. Ralph Winter, producer of X-Men and Fantastic Four, has revealed that he is in talks with Randall Wallace, writer of Braveheart, to write and direct the film. Walden Media would be the funder for the film, with Fox as distributor. Earlier in June, Narnia Weber Coracle attended Our Land Speaks Volumes, a special exhibition about the Flock Hill area used for the battle scenes in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. In addition to her report, we have some stunning photos kindly provided by New Zealand's Film South. These photos made up part of the original location scouting submission to the filmmakers. On a personal note, everyone, I would encourage you all to look at these photos. They're absolutely amazing, and it's incredible to see that these places really do exist in real life and are not just fake CG renderings. And now more info on Prince Caspian. According to IMDb.com, they report that Liam Neeson is indeed returning for the role of Aslan. Note, however, that they simply list him among the credits. It won't surprise anyone if Neeson does decide to return, especially considering he seemed happy to be in the first film, and voice recordings are pretty easy on actors' schedules. But nevertheless, since we haven't heard anything official from the studio, we should take this with a grain of salt. And also consider that IMDb did report that our very own Melissa Morgan is going to play Queen Pruna Prismia. So, take this with a grain of salt. And NarniaWeb.com also has information from Simon Thompson, who caught up with Anna Popplewell. The actress for Susan gave some nice thoughts about the upcoming film. And from Comic-Con, Mark Johnson was there and spoke about the upcoming film Prince Caspian. Here's the information. First of all, filming is set to begin in January 2007 for a summer 2008 release. Second, Johnson and director Andrew Adamson didn't want to do a second Narnia film unless they could figure out how to make it, quote, bigger, badder, and overall better than the first, unquote. Just about 6 months ago, they finally figured out a way to adapt the story of Prince Caspian in this way. Though it will remain faithful to Lewis's story, look for quite a bit of added material to enhance the film and make it significantly bigger in scale than The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. And in the area of post-production, with special effects, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe had approximately 1,600 visual effects shots. Prince Caspian is expected to have possibly up to 2,200. And all four children, of course, from the original cast will return, along with the director, the music composer, and some of the other crew. People asked questions during a Q&A session. One fan asked why the movies were being made out of sequence with respect to the novels. Johnson said that they wanted to establish who the children were in the first film, and then proceed with the rest of the stories, with the children being the main focus. And as a side note, let me just remind you all that, so far, the filmmakers are making the films in the same order they were published. And another fan asked if all the books would be made into films. Johnson answered the question by saying every film would be a challenge, and that each sequel will have to be better than the one before. Basically, I think he's saying that as long as they're successful, they'll keep making the films. And now, the really big news all over the forums and the web. Apparently, there will be an extended edition after all. I apologize for giving you any ideas that there would not be one. Apparently, I was wrong. But we have received information about the edition a while ago. Supposedly, it will be a limited edition. Here's what you get. For $42.99 American dollars, you get the 4-disc extended edition that comes with the following. On the first disc, you get an extended version of the film with about 10 to 15 minutes of extra footage and a longer battle sequence. It also has what appeared to be the same extras on the first release with the bloopers and Narnia fun facts. The second disc is the same as what we got on the second disc of the Collector's Edition on the first release. The third disc is a new film about C.S. Lewis that is a biography of his life. And the fourth disc has more special features about Narnia, including a special called Visualizing the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, The Complete Production Experience, Anatomy of a Scene Behind the Battle, and Art of Narnia Gallery. A gift set edition is also going to be available for $79.99 that includes Weta bookends. Both editions should be available on December 12th of this year. As for my thoughts on it, I really think I could be happier with it. Personally, I think I was spoiled with the Lord of the Rings extended editions that had over a half hour of extra footage each, a ton of behind-the-scenes goodies, and actually cost less. I've seen a few extended editions before, and sometimes the new cut is better than the original, sometimes it's not. And honestly, I have to ask myself, is this new Narnia edition going to be worth an extra $40? Maybe it will be, but personally, I'm going to be waiting to see the reviews. And in closing, a couple threads that are my favorites right now on the forums. One is, how will people react to Prince Caspian? Another is, Ireland, Czech Republic, New Zealand, a thread that discusses filming locations. Another is, Christmas List, 14 Minutes, a thread where you can post what you want to see in the extended DVD. And the last is, what is your opinion of the extended DVD? You can also vote at narniaweb.com on which extended version you'll buy. And now, as far as contests go, probably the biggest Narnia contest ever has just been launched. The grand prize is to win a trip to the set of Prince Caspian. You are required to send in a video or written resume of yourself basically saying why you are the ultimate Narnia fan and why you would make a good candidate. What will happen is over the next several months until January, a candidate will be selected each month and they will, and the several finalists will all be voted upon by the public. So you actually have a chance of winning if you are like me and you don't, for some reason, get chosen for random selection prizes. I won a couple of hamburgers once. Yeah, that was... But anyway, no, this is not a random selection. From what I understand, you will be voted upon, so you actually have to come up with some good reasons. You do have to be 18 years old or older, and unfortunately the contest is only open to U.S. residents, which is really a shame, especially when you consider some of the Narnia Webbers that are from Europe and Australia and are really diehard fans. But anyway, the contest is at narnia.com, so you can go there to sign up. And, well, it's taken about 2 months to make enough news for one more episode, but expect things to start picking up as we approach production. That pretty much wraps up this episode, and as always, if you have any input or comments, please email them to rillian@narniaweb.com. I would also like to remind you all that we are on the iTunes Music Store as well as podcastalley.com. So if you have an opinion of us, you can go there and give us a rating. I will close with that, and until next time, I'm your host Rillian from narniaweb.com. Thanks for listening.